Later this month, a longtime Philadelphia dance company will perform its last show. Kun Young Lin Dancers has been creating original work in Philly for 18 years. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports its closure could send ripples across the city's dance community.
Over his 30-year career, choreographer Kun Young Lin has created 110 original works. His final dance offering is an homage to his Asian roots. The piece begins with the recreation of a traditional Chinese dance called the Confucius Fire Ritual.
It was the first dance I saw in Taiwan. It's very quiet, very graceful, very elegant, but of course I apply that into contemporary sensibility. I want to bring that fire.
Kun Young Lin Dancers is more than a performance company. For 16 years, its South Philadelphia home has served as an incubator for emerging and experimental dance. The Qi Movement Arts Center has offered a good dance floor at subsidized rates to performers who might not be able to afford studio space. The Qi Center also curated a regular series of dance concerts called Inhale Performance Series. The co-founder of the Cannonball Festival, Ben Grinberg, says Inhale impacted many emerging dancers.
You know, show work for the first time, iterate on works that they had been working on, and actually meet people. I met so many different folks whose work I might not have ever been exposed to just by going to see the Inhale performance series.
The dance community has generally been suffering since COVID. While theater and music have more or less recovered from the pandemic slowdowns, dance has lagged behind. Michaela Boone is the program director at Philly Fringe. She says the loss of Kun Young Lin and the Qi Movement Arts Center will be felt across the city's dance community.
It feels like a loss for the community, and it feels like another shift in our like post-COVID world. And I think it will be a felt shift in the dance ecosystem in Philly.
Kun Young Lin Dancers' final performance is on the weekend of March 27th at the Mandel Theater at Drexel University. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.